Awesome. Mr. Brandon, if you could come on up here real quick. Maybe. Okay. Thanks. This is going to be a super, super fun week this week. So many activities. I want to hear a few things that you guys are excited for this week, okay? Raise your hand. What are you excited for this week? Food. Food, yes. Lots and lots of good food, right? Awesome, yes.
Pranks.
Pranks? I don't know how much we can do of pranks, but they can be fun, yes. What are you excited for?
The lake.
The lake, yes. The lake is so refreshing and so nice, and there's so many fun things to do. Okay, I'll take one more right over here. Yes, the slide at the lake. How many of you are going to go down the slide this week? Awesome. That's really, really cool. Something that can be scary at first, but is pretty awesome if you try it. All right? There's a few things that you need to know about me before we get started, okay? Number one, I like to travel. How many of you guys have either traveled a lot or want to travel a lot? My raise of hand. Cool, cool, cool. I've been to 7 different countries, and they were all on awesome missions trips where we got to serve people, serve God. And if you want to travel or if you're interested in that, just come talk to me about the different places I've gone or you've been. That would be really fun to talk about. Number two, second thing that you need to know about me is that I am a dog person. Yeah, it's really important. I love dogs, but I don't like cats very much. Yeah, do you guys like, how many of you guys like cats? Okay, wow, that is a good portion. Well, I have 2 dogs of my own. They're so, so cute. And you know, I've only met 1 cat that I like. It's actually Mr. Bodie's cat. Mr. Bodie's cat, named Sevi, he is just, I like him because of one reason. And it's because he acts like a dog. Like, the coolest cat ever. Like, he's not skittish. He doesn't, like, avoid people, but, like, he'll come right up to you. He'll jump on you, or he'll come. I mean, he's just crazy. Acts like a dog. Super, super fun. So you could talk to Mr. Bodie about his cat as well. Number 3, you guys already saw her, but I recently got married to the most beautiful woman and most amazing woman ever, Mrs. Casey, and she's going to be here this whole week, and she is awesome. So if you want to talk to someone awesome, go talk to Mrs. Casey, and you can ask her questions or anything like that, and she would love to talk to you. And number 4, I got a weird, weird friend named Steve Grills, who I don't know why he came to Ironwood, but he came to Ironwood, and I am embarrassed of him, so I don't really want him around the campers or stuff like that. So I told him to stay back in his cabin. And so I think he's been doing pretty good. He hasn't really been coming around campers or trying anything, which is pretty great. Like, I don't think, you guys haven't seen him, right?
No.
No, not at all. Oh, you saw him?
Yeah.
In here?
Yes.
No way. Oh, no way. No way. Okay. That is embarrassing. I really do not want him around. He didn't try anything or say he was going to try magic or... Oh, no. Okay. See, my friend, Steve, he thinks he's a crocodile hunter.
Yes.
And he's not very good at that. And then he also thinks he's good at magic. And he's not very good at magic tricks. But he might try them. So hopefully he doesn't come here. But I am going to try to tell him to stay back in his cabin where he belongs this week. Okay. Another thing, I will, throughout the week during free times, be sitting right out there under... like on that porch by the ranch house, I will have a game called Cowboy Connect 4. Some of you I already talked to about it, but if you would like to come challenge me at this game of Cowboy Connect 4, the first boy and the first girl that beat me each day will win the bounty. Now you might be wondering, what is this bounty? The bounty means that you will come with me to the shop and you will get to pick out a snack or a drink on me, all right? That's pretty cool. You get that if you beat me. And I'm also going to write your name up on that blackboard for everyone to see that you beat Mr. Andrew at Cowboy Connect 4, all right? So that'll be fun. Come challenge me. I'll be out there maybe tonight, for sure tomorrow during free time, okay? One more thing is that after every service like this tonight, we're going to have something called an invitation. And if you don't know what that is, that's okay, but it's just an opportunity for you to respond, okay? Because we're going to open God's word, and if you would like to talk to a counselor or a sponsor or something like that, that's just an opportunity for you to do that if you didn't know, okay? Before we open God's word, let's start with a word of prayer, okay? Because we need God's help to listen and understand his word tonight, all right? Let's start with a word of prayer. Dear God, I thank you so much for all of these boys and girls who were able to come to camp this week. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. But I thank you most of all for the opportunity to open up your word and see what you have to say to all these young people tonight and throughout this week. I pray that they would be attentive and be willing to listen and that there would be no distractions tonight. God, I pray that you'd give me the words to say and that you would just bless this evening. And I pray this in your name. Amen. All right, tonight I want to talk to you about a story that Jesus Christ himself shared with a lot of people. There was a huge, huge crowd that was following Jesus, wanted to hear what he had to say. Because he did some pretty amazing things. He had really cool stuff that he taught. So they wanted to come and listen to Jesus and what he had to say. There were so many people that they crowded on this beach. I want you to imagine this. There's a sea, and then there's this beach, and they were just crowded around him. So much so that he had to back up into a boat. And so he was on this boat, and he told this story to all of these people. Okay, so that's what we're going to look at tonight, is a story that Jesus told. In Mark chapter 4, verses 3 through 8, I'm going to have it up on the screen, but if you have your Bible, you can go ahead and turn there. And in Mark chapter 4, verses 3 through 8, we're going to see this story that he told. It starts by saying, "Hearken." Let's just stop right there. What you might be thinking, what does that word mean, hearken? That word means listen. But it's not just, oh, I'm going to just listen to these words that I'm going to say. He's saying, listen very closely. Jesus wanted all of these people to hear what he had to say and listen because it was important. So he says, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow." And a sower is a farmer that has a field and he goes out and he's got seeds and he casts them out into this field and he plants a bunch of seeds. And farmers, they want to grow crops, right? So that's what this man is doing. A sower went out to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. So this story that Jesus is telling is about farming. He's talking about farming, and he's talking about these soils, and the fact that this farmer is casting the seed, and it falls on four different soils. This is a picture of what it might have looked like back then when they were farmers. They got the field. He's got a little pouch with all of his seeds. And he would walk on the field, and he would just throw and cast out his seed on the field. But the farmer, again, his goal was that the seed would fall on good ground so that the crops could grow and produce vegetables or fruit that he wanted. But not all of the seeds fell on that good ground. Lots of the seeds fell on these three types of soil that wouldn't produce good crops. So let's take a look at what these were. First, we've got the wayside soil. The wayside soil was very, very hard packed. Okay, this is a concrete, you know, cinder block, and it wouldn't have been necessarily like this, but it'd be soil that was so hard packed, like a path or a road. It'd be like this hard. So when the seed would fall on it, it would fall right there, and it wouldn't even go down into the soil. It would sit right on top. And so that's why that verse said that birds would come and they would just snatch the seed right off of the soil. And that's not good, right? The farmer wants the seed to go into the soil so that it can grow. He doesn't want birds to snatch it away or for it to get trampled or anything like that. And so that is a missed opportunity for that farmer. That's not what the farmer wants at all. He doesn't want a hard soil. He wants good soil. Okay, so that's the first kind of soil that Jesus mentions. The second one is stony soil. Okay, the stony soil would be something like this. Okay, see all of these rocks, all of this stone in here underneath the soil. Well, there's also some soil on top of these rocks. So the farmer wouldn't necessarily see that the soil was very stony. He would see soil on top that he's, okay, that might be good. What would happen is the soil would go down into that, or the seed would go down into that soil, but then plants, they need strong roots. The roots need to go deep in order to soak up the water and the nutrients that they need. But with this kind of soil, the plant can't do that. It goes a little bit, and then it hits those rocks, and the roots go like that, and it doesn't have good enough roots. So what happens is the plant does grow initially, but when it doesn't get the water that it needs, and when the sun starts beating down on it, it just withers away. So again, that's not what the farmer wants. The farmer doesn't want it to be on this kind of soil, the really hard-packed soil. He doesn't want it on the stony soil, because it's gonna die. And the third soil that's not very good is the thorny soil, okay? Thorny soil would look something like this, okay? We've got a bunch of thorn plants. It might have weeds mixed in. And what happens with this kind of soil is these plants that are pests that the farmer doesn't want competes with the good plants. It takes away and steals the water that his crops need to grow. And they also grow faster and bigger around the plant, and it blocks the sun. And plants need water and they need sun in order to grow. So because of the thorns and because of the weeds, the plant grows, but then it gets choked by those thorns and it doesn't get the nutrients and it dies. And again, that's not what the farmer wants. That's a missed opportunity for the farmer. Because he wants his crops to grow like they should. And so the last soil is what he's looking for. The good soil. It'd be something like this. No thorns mixed around. No rocks. It's nice and soft. We'll even open it up. We'll see how nice the soil is. Yes, the seed would be able to fall right there into it and go down into the soil. And then it would get the proper water it needs to grow, and it'd sprout up and grow and produce crop. It's exactly what the farmer wants. The farmer has to make a living with all of these crops, with the vegetables that he grows. So when it grows up and he produces the vegetables, he'll then sell it to people for money. And the verse says that it could produce 30 or 60 or even 100-fold. That means that he could get 30 times or 60 times or 100 times what he paid for those seeds. That is incredible. That's like back in that day, it would be really, really good if you could get like maybe 20 times or 30 times would be really good. But if you could get 100 times what you paid, that would be incredible. And that's exactly what the farmer would want. But you might be thinking, okay, I thought that Jesus was a great teacher, and all of these people were gathered around him to hear some awesome things that he had to say. Why on earth was Jesus telling all of these people about farming? Why would he do that? Because even those people back there, they would know about farming already. They were into farming, so why would Jesus be talking about this? It's because this story is something called a parable. And a parable is a story with a whole nother meaning. So Jesus isn't just talking about farming. He wants these people, the whole crowd, to understand something far more important. Remember, he says, hearken, listen up, listen closely to what he has to say. So let's take a look at what this story means. What does this story mean? First of all, the seed that the farmer is planting, represents God's word. It represents the Bible, the truth from it. And the farmer represents anyone who shares God's word. So that could be your pastor. That could be a teacher. That could be your sponsor. That could be a counselor. Anybody who's willing to present God's word to you is that farmer, and the seed is God's word, is the Bible. God has a goal. God wants all of you, every single one of you, to listen closely to what he has to say. And not just listen, but be willing to change and live differently. So what do these four soils represent? What do those mean? These represent four different hearts. Okay, not your physical heart beating inside your chest or anything like that, but it's talking about four heart responses that you can have to God's word. You could have a hard heart. You could have a shallow heart. You could have a distracted heart. Or you could have an open heart to receive God's word. So let's take a closer look at what these are. And while we do that, I want you to think, what can you do? What are you doing to prepare your heart to listen to God's word? Because you might have one of those heart responses that aren't very good. You might have one like this, the wayside soil or the stony soil or thorny soil. That's not what God wants. God wants you to have a heart that's like this one. And so you got to think, how can I have a heart like that? Let's take a look at them. The first one is the wayside soil. And the wayside soil represents the hard heart. Can you say that with me? The wayside soil represents the hard heart. Let's take a look at what that would be. Someone who has a hard heart would be closed off to God's word. They'd be someone that would be like, I'm not going to listen. I have no interest in what the Bible has to say. I'm just not going to pay any attention at all. That's not what God wants. God doesn't want you to be shut off to his word. He wants you to listen. That's what he wants. And so how do you fix this kind of heart? You fix this kind of heart by praying to confess any sin in your heart and asking God to help you to listen. Because sometimes we get these hard hearts in different ways. It might be sin. Okay, so maybe you're outside, you're doing free time before service, and one of your friends in your cabin, you just get into a fight with. A big argument, and you're mad at each other, you yell at each other, and then you come into the service, and you're just thinking about how mad you are at your friend. Well, that sin, that anger could get in the way of you listening. You might have a hard heart, you might be like, I'm not gonna listen. I'm just so mad at my friend. I'm not going to listen. Another thing reason why you could have a hard heart is maybe you think that you are already too good. You're like, I've already got this down. I don't struggle with these things. I'm good. I've got it. So I don't need to listen. Or maybe you say, I don't believe it. You know, the Bible, what he says, what God says, I don't even know if I believe any of that, so I'm not going to listen. But that's not what God wants. God wants you to listen closely. And even if you don't know if you believe it, listen closely and see what God has to say. Figure out what is true. And so you don't want to have a hard heart. If you have one, you can say, God, I have a hard heart, but I don't want to. And you can confess sin, and you can ask God for help to listen closely, okay? So don't have a hard heart And here's the second one. The stony soil represents the shallow heart. Can you say that with me? The stony soil represents the shallow heart. The shallow heart, someone who has that, has a shallow understanding of God's word. This person might say, oh, this is really good. They might be sitting in their seat and being really attentive and say, yeah, yep, I agree, that's great. And then when they go home, when it gets hard, they don't actually do it. They don't apply what God's word said to their life. Maybe it was on having or being obedient to your parents. You're like, yes, I need to do that. I need to obey my parents. But then you go home and you're playing your favorite video game and you're just really in the zone and you just want to beat that level and you want to do that. And then your mom says, hey, I want you to come clean your room. Yeah, lots of times that's a hard situation. You're like, no, I don't want to obey. I want to do my video game. And that would be having a shallow heart. You might have agreed with it at first, but then you were like, when it's hard, you're like, no, I don't want to actually change or apply that to my life. So you don't want to have this kind of heart either. God doesn't want you to listen and then go and not change. He wants you to live in obedience to him and what he says. So how can you fix this kind of heart? You can choose to apply God's word and change even when it gets hard. You can sit there in your seat and you can say, no matter what God says, I want to do that. I want to apply it to my life. And even when it's hard, even when I'm struggling to do it, I'm going to still obey. And I'm going to follow him. And so that's the second kind of heart that you don't want. You don't want to be like the hard heart who doesn't let God's word in. You don't want to be like the stony or the shallow heart because you should listen. Those would be missed opportunities. Remember like the farmer doesn't want his seed to go down into those soils because it wouldn't grow. God doesn't want you to have those kind of hearts because he wants you to listen and to change. And here's the third one that you don't want to have. The thorny soil represents the distracted heart. Can you say that with me? The thorny soil represents the distracted heart. Now, what is the distracted heart? What does that look like? Distractions compete with God's word. You might be sitting there in your seat, and you might be thinking of your favorite sport. Maybe you've got a game coming up, and you're like, man, I just really want to play. Or maybe you had a game already and you were thinking of how well you played or maybe how you want to do better. That could be a distraction from God's word. Maybe you just got a brand new video game or toy or whatever it is that you have and you're just thinking about playing that video game. That could distract you from God's word too. Maybe it's thinking about what you're going to do right after. Maybe you're sitting in church. Your stomach is growling. You're like, how long is this going to go? I just can't wait to eat lunch. Maybe that could be a distraction to you. You might be sitting there and not be paying attention to what God has to say because you're hungry. Or maybe it's an activity. Maybe you're sitting here in a morning chapel and you're like, oh, I just can't wait to do BB guns or go to the lake. And so you're just constantly thinking about that and not thinking about what God has to say. Or it could even be this. Maybe you're sitting there and you're like, this is really good for my friend. My friend, I know he really struggles with this, but I don't. My friend really needs to hear this. And that could distract you too. That's not what God wants. God wants you to listen closely. So how do you fix this kind of heart? Just like pulling weeds, you need to uproot the things that compete with God's word. So some of it might just be not thinking about those things, not thinking about what's next, but being willing to focus on what God is saying now. But maybe it's something that distracts you too much that's in your life. Maybe it is a video game and it just consumes all of your thoughts. You can't stop thinking about it. So you don't listen. Maybe you should stop playing that video game. Maybe you should get rid of that so that you can listen closely to what God has to say. God wants you to listen. He doesn't want you to be distracted. And so you don't want to have a distracted heart. That, again, that's a missed opportunity. God wants his word to go into your life and to change you. And so let's look at what God does want. The good soil represents the open heart. Can you say that with me? The good soil represents the open heart. If you've got this heart, if your heart is like the good soil, then you are ready and prepared to listen to God's word. It means that you are willing to apply God's word and change, and then you'll be able to produce crops or actions, good actions that God wants you to do. So just like that farmer wants his seed to fall on this nice soil, go down deep and have that plant grow and produce crops, in your life, God wants you to listen to what he has to say, be willing to change and grow so that you can produce crops or those good actions in your life. You can produce obedience, love, loving others, helping others, being patient. You can produce the things that God wants you to do if you're willing to listen and change. That's what God wants. And at the end of this passage, Jesus says one more thing. He started the whole parable with saying, "Hearken, listen very closely." And he ends by saying this, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." How many of you in this room have ears? I think all of you should be raising your hand because I don't see anyone without ears. Jesus is saying, if you have ears, hear. If you can hear, listen to what I have to say. Listen closely and be willing to change. So, boys and girls, are you willing to listen to God's word? This is important. This whole week, you are going to be presented with God's word many times. We're going to have services in the evenings like this. We're going to have morning chapels. You're going to have cabin devotions. And all of those are opportunities where God's word is going to be presented, and you have the opportunity to listen closely and to change. But you also could make the choice to have a hard heart, one that's closed off that doesn't want to listen, or a shallow heart, not willing to apply it to your life, or a distracted heart, thinking about other things. But that's not what God wants. God wants you to be like the good soil and listen closely to what he has to say and change. All right? If you could bow your heads and close your eyes. No one looking around except for the counselors. Bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm not going to have anyone go out tonight, but I would just like to ask you a question. Okay, bow your heads, close your eyes, no one looking around. If you'd say, "Mr. Andrew, I want to listen to God's word. I don't want to have one of those, like a hard heart or a distracted heart. I want to have an open heart to listen to God's word this week." If you'd say that, I would just invite you to raise your hand. If you'd say, "I am willing to listen to God's word this week and what he has to say," you can just raise your hand if that's you. You'd like to say that. All right, you can put your hands down. I would just encourage you that this week is a great opportunity to learn and grow. So listen to God's word. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear God, I thank you so much for this opportunity to look at a parable that represents how we need to listen to you and what you have to say. I pray for these boys and girls that throughout this week and their whole lives, they would not have hard hearts. They would not have shallow hearts or distracted hearts, but that they would have open hearts, willing to listen and willing to change and follow you. And I pray that these boys and girls would do that. We love you and we praise you for who you are. We pray this all in your name. Amen.